number nine, discussion and possible action on encroachments to retain Brazos River Authority lands by Michael McClendon, Upper Basin Regional Manager.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. The prior agenda item focused on encroachments into the lake bed. This agenda item is going to focus on encroachments that are on BRA retained land. And so this is on lands that the Brazos River Authority is going to continue to own. As with the encroachments below the 1,000-foot contour, staff is proposing to administer this in a similar fashion as how we treated the folks during the prior divestiture process. So it's going to be consistent with that first divestiture, the policy that we're recommending. Yeah, oh yes, and as Mr. Ford just said, it's the resolution associated with this is also comparative to the first resolution, unfortunately. Encroachments on the BRA land, we identified 19 encroachments onto BRA property. Whenever we looked at the applying the proposed policy, the criteria associated to those 19 encroachments, it appears that we would allow 6 to remain and that we would require 13 to be removed. Again, in general, encroachments, if we discover them, we're going to require them to be removed. However, if some of these, like I said, have been there for a while, if we find them, they're enclosed, the residential, and they're habitable, and they're not easily or readily removable, we would allow it to remain. One of the criteria when we look on BRA retained land, where this differs a little bit from the 1,000-foot contour, is that we would allow a substantial structure that is permanently affixed to the ground, we would allow it to remain. And I've got an example that I'll show you here in just a moment. And then we would also allow on-site sewage facility systems that happen to be built that are encroaching into BRA lands to remain. Again, they would have to sign the encroachment agreement and then also pay the nominal fee of 10 cents per square foot. This is an example of an encroachment that we would allow to remain. Okay, there it is. You'll see on the survey to the left, the bold black line is the survey line or the property line. The Brazos River Authority owns the property up to the northwest there. These two structures that are pictured to the right are small, you know, storage buildings that can easily, readily be removed. And so we would require these type of encroachments to be removed. This is an example of an encroachment that we had allowed to be to remain on BRA property. It's substantial in nature. It's permanently affixed. You can see the foundation there is pretty thick. It encroaches, it looks like, about 8 to 10 feet on BRA retained land. The bold black line on the survey to the left is the subject property, and the Brazos River Authority owns the land just up to the north and to the west of it as well. But this is an example of an encroachment that we would allow to remain based upon the criteria. And again, this is the same criteria that we used during the first divestiture process. Like the previous agenda item, as we discussed just a while ago, this is a pretty lengthy agenda item as well. It's similar in nature to the prior divestiture process, as I said earlier. If it meets the criteria, if it's enclosed, residential, habitable, not easily readily removable, and it also does allow those that are permanently affixed to the property or OSSF systems. And I'll entertain any questions, or I'd be glad to read the resolution. Yes, sir.
Are most of these situations where the time the construction took place, there was either a mistake in the survey that was done or there was no survey done and they just did the construction?
Yeah, it's kind of a mixed bag. Sometimes there was no survey done, as you said. Some of these are old. Some of them, they may have gone out and either accidentally encroached upon BRA land and we discovered it after the fact. But like the one you just saw is pretty substantial. So prior divestiture process, we allowed that to remain. We do have to protect our property and, guard against encroachment agreements, and Mike and his staff do a very good job of doing that whenever we find it. Yes, sir.
Is that better than actually requiring them to purchase the land that they encroached on?
We actually discussed that, and I think that's something that we probably might bring to the board at some point in the future where they would do that. That way we're, you know, as we opened this up, this was a legislatively mandated process, and it was to get out of the lease administration that would in fact do that. And so that's something we'd probably bring before the board at some point down the road. There's about 12,000 other acres that we have up at PK. So yes, that's probably for another discussion. Yes, sir.
Where is that land located, Mike?
That particular property is on the peninsula. It's near the, it's the, what's the?
San Juan stop.
Yeah, the little gas station, convenience station there on the peninsula that Sam Econ phones.
Right next to the little grocery store.
Okay.
I think it's storage buildings, if I'm correct. Any other questions? If not, again, this is a lengthy resolution as well. Okay. Whereas the Brazos River Authority, in accordance with the Texas Legislature, is in the process of divesting certain residential and commercial leases adjacent to Possum Kingdom Lake, the leased land, and whereas the legislative intent was to remove the Brazos River Authority from the land management business to the greatest degree possible, and whereas in conjunction with the mandated sale, the Brazos River Authority conducted a survey of the leased land, which survey recorded many improvements, including residential structures, fences, sheds, on-site sewage facilities, and other similar structures, encroachments. Encroaching from the leased land onto land the Brazos River Authority is not selling, the retained land, and whereas encroachments onto the retained land should be removed to the greatest extent possible, as the continued presence of such encroachments will ultimately burden the Brazos River Authority with additional monitoring and land management responsibilities. And whereas the Brazos River Authority does not permit single-family residential lessee, and commercial leased property, commercial lessee, encroachments onto the retained land, and whereas, notwithstanding the foregoing, the Brazos River Authority recognizes that the substantial nature of some encroachments, such as houses, garages, and on-site sewage facilities, make removal difficult and creates a hardship, and is therefore willing to allow such substantial encroachments to remain in place subject to the specific requirements set forth herein. And whereas, at its October 25th, 2010 Board of Directors meeting, as part of the first round of divestiture, the Brazos River Authority adopted a similar policy regarding encroachments on the retained land and desires to maintain consistency with the previous policy. And whereas, the Board of Directors intends that the policy regarding encroachments onto retained land adopted October 25th, 2010 be superseded and replaced by the new policy regarding encroachments onto retained land set forth herein. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby adopts the following policy regarding encroachments onto the retained land. Number one, except as provided in paragraphs 2 and 3 below, all encroachments onto the retained land must be removed. Number two, the following types of encroachments onto retained land as of January 25, 2016 may remain in place at the sole discretion of the Brazos River Authority and subject to paragraphs 3 through 11 below. A, enclosed habitable residential structures that cannot be easily physically removed from the current position and those improvements attached to and a part of the residential structure, such as porches or decks. B, other enclosed substantial structures that have been permanently fixed to the ground, such as garages, workshops, warehouses, and barns. This does not include structures such as sheds, greenhouses, kennels, chicken coops, or structures that are portable or otherwise readily removable. And C, on-site sewage facility systems and related infrastructure. Number three, the encroachment must be associated with one of the following. A property subject to a residential lease agreement with the Brazos River Authority in effect as of January 25, 2016, the residential property, the owner of which, including any successor in interest, shall hereinafter be referred to as a residential licensee. B, a property subject to a commercial lease agreement with the Brazos River Authority in effect as of January 25, 2016, commercial property, the owner of the commercial property, including any successors in interest, shall hereinafter be referred to as a commercial licensee. A commercial licensee sublessee who owns or otherwise exercises control over an encroachment associated with a commercial property shall hereinafter be referred to as a commercial sublessee. Or C, an agreement regarding encroachments onto Brazos River Authority retained land in effect as of January 25, 2016, the current licensed property, the owner of which shall hereinafter be referred to as a current licensee. Successors in interest to current licensees shall be considered residential licensees under this policy. Number four, the residential licensee or commercial The residential lessee or commercial lessee which has an encroachment agreement must execute the Brazos River Authority's agreement regarding encroachments onto Brazos River Authority retained land, the encroachment agreement, which encroachment agreement shall be revocable by the Brazos River Authority and shall require the residential lessee and commercial lessee, as applicable, to assume all responsibility and liability for the encroachment, including but not limited to flooding. Number five, current licensees shall remain subject to the terms of the current encroachment agreement, but shall otherwise comply with and be subject to the terms of this policy related to residential licensees. Number six, residential licensees and commercial licensees shall be responsible for ensuring that the encroachment associated with their property is maintained and repaired, and that the portion of the encroachment that is on the retained land is not expanded, altered, rebuilt, or replaced, or otherwise modified. Number seven, residential licensees and commercial licensees shall be subject to the payment of an annual encroachment fee for the right to maintain the encroachment on retained land. The current annual encroachment fee is 10 cents per square foot with a $50 minimum, which is applied to that portion of the encroachment that encroaches onto the retained land. This fee shall be subject to change at any time from time to time, and payments shall be due and payable on an annual basis. Number eight. If a residential licensee desires to transfer the residential property, the residential licensee's encroachment agreement shall automatically terminate upon such transfer, and the new owner must execute a new encroachment agreement within 90 days of transfer of ownership, or the encroachment shall be subject to removal at the sole discretion of the Brazos River Authority and at the new owner's sole expense. Number nine, if a commercial licensee desires to transfer the commercial property, or if a commercial sublessee desires to transfer their sublease, the commercial licensee's encroachment agreement shall automatically terminate upon any such transfer in the new owner of the commercial property if the commercial property was transferred, or the commercial licensee, if only the sublease was transferred, must execute a new encroachment agreement within 90 days of transfer of ownership, or such encroachment shall be subject to removal at the sole discretion of the Brazos River Authority and at the sole expense of either the new owner of the commercial property, if the commercial property was transferred, or the commercial licensee, if only the sublease was transferred. Number 10. Regarding commercial licensees, in the event a sublease agreement associated with an encroachment terminates, expires, or is otherwise discontinued, and such lease is not extended or renewed within 1 year from the date of such termination, expiration, or discontinuation, then the encroachment associated with the sublease shall be subject to removal at the sole discretion of the Brazos River Authority and at the commercial licensee's sole expense. In the event the commercial licensee desires to partition the commercial property such that the commercial sublessee would become the owner of their sublease, the commercial sublessee shall have no right to enter into an encroachment agreement with the Brazos River Authority, and the Brazos River Authority shall have no obligation to enter into an encroachment agreement with the commercial sublessee, and may require the removal of the encroachment at sole discretion at the sole expense of the commercial sublessee. Number 11. On or before the 90th day following the effective date of encroachment of an encroachment agreement executed after January 25, 2016, the residential licensee or commercial licensee, as applicable, shall cause such encroachment agreement to be filed of record in the county appraisal district for the county in which the property associated with the encroachment is located. And be it further resolved that the Brazos River Authority residential or commercial lessee who has an encroachment agreement associated with the residential or commercial lease must execute an agreement regarding encroachments onto Brazos River Authority retained land on or before June 1st, 2016, or such encroachment shall be subject to removal at the sole discretion of the Brazos River Authority and at the owner's sole expense. And be it further resolved that upon transfer of a lease or property with an encroachment, the residential commercial lessee must execute a new agreement prior to such transfer, or such encroachment shall be subject to removal at the sole discretion of the Brazos River Authority and at the residential commercial lessee's sole expense. And be it further resolved that the Board of Directors hereby directs that the Brazos River Authority's agreement regarding encroachments onto Brazos River Authority retained land form be modified to conform with requirements of the new policy set forth herein. And be it further resolved that this policy hereby supersedes and replaces the previous policy regarding encroachments on the retained land adopted by the board on October 25th, 2010.
You've heard the resolution. Is a motion to adopt? Flores, second. Bowles, please poll the board.
Okay, Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Allen?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Bowles?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Flores?
Yes.
Director Hubert?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Liu?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
Yes.
Director Morrison?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Smith?
Yes.
Director Thomas?
Yes.
Director Taylor?
Yes.
Director White?
Yes.
Director Dyneema?
Yes.